It was a star and a tear-filled memorial for Kobe Bryant yesterday. I'm going to tell you what you need to know coming up in just a second. First, you need to know this. Jurors in the rape trial of Harvey Weinstein reached a verdict in the case yesterday. This was really the beginning of the Me Too movement when he was first accused. So he was found guilty of raping and sexually assaulting two women. He was acquitted on the more serious charges of predatory sexual assault involving two women. Those charges would have held a lifetime in prison.
Okay.
So he was acquitted on those charges. After he was found guilty of those initial charges, though, he was rushed to the hospital by ambulance with chest pains.
Oh, wow.
I guess he had high blood pressure and heart palpitations. That's probably because he was ordered to be taken to Rikers Island Prison immediately. Yeah. I think that'll do that to people sometimes.
Yeah, you think?
Make your heart rate.
Treat people like that very kindly when they get there.
Yeah, anyway, he will be in, I'm not sure if he's still in the hospital right now or if he is in prison. Either way, he will be going to prison and he'll remain there until his sentencing on March 11th.
All right.
So a ton of celebrities, well, a ton of people in general piled into the Staples Center in L.A. yesterday for Kobe Bryant's memorial. Beyonce sang the opening number, Kobe's favorite song.
I'm here because I love Kobe. And this was one of his favorite songs. So I want to start that over, but I want us to do it all together. And I want you to sing it so loud they hear your love. Are y'all ready? Love you. Your love is bright as ever.
It's one of my favorites too. Alicia Keys and Christina Aguilera both also performed. Christina did a really beautiful version of Ave Maria. Was very emotional. A lot of celebrities there, like I mentioned, Kim and Kanye, Kris Jenner, Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, Magic Johnson, J-Lo and A-Rod were there, Michael Phelps. There were just a few of the celebrities
still
in attendance.
Doesn't even feel real.
Shaq and Michael Jordan both spoke about Kobe. Jimmy Kimmel made the opening remarks and he fought back tears the whole time. That was really, really hard to watch. He could barely speak. And Kobe's wife, Vanessa Bryant, gave an incredible speech as well about both Kobe and her daughter, who she lost in the helicopter crash as well.
Kobe and I have been together since I was 17 and a half years old. I was his first girlfriend, his first love, his wife, his best friend, his confidant, and his protector. He was the most amazing husband. Kobe loved me more than I could ever express or put into words. He gave to me the actual notebook and the blue dress Rachel McAdams wore in the Notebook movie. When I asked him why he chose the blue dress, he said it was because it's a scene when Allie comes back to Noah. We had hoped to grow old together like the movie. We really had an amazing love story. God knew they couldn't be on this earth without each other. He had to bring them home to heaven together.
When I was watching her yesterday, I was like, she's the strongest woman in the world right now. And she spoke a lot about her daughter, Gianna, too, or Gigi, who would have changed women's pro sports in America. She was so laser focused on making the WNBA and being the best player in history. And I think she would have been. Kobe Bryant said that she was way better than he was.
She had his work ethic and everything. Yeah.
So Vanessa Bryant, by the way, is suing the company that owned the helicopter that crashed and claimed the lives of Kobe, her daughter, and seven others. There will be a lawsuit.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. I'm Nikki, and that is your biz. And coming up, we've got your chance to take Sam down with Are You Smarter Than Sam? It's been too long.
Too long.
Too long. You can win a couple of tickets to the ISU 2020 World Figure Skating Championships if you can take him down as well. George Michael up first on the Beat 92.5. Good morning.